Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When great undertakings are completed, men use words like triumph, victory, and success. When great undertakings fail, words like tragedy, catastrophe, defeat, and ruin are used. When we come to God's undertaking on Good Friday, men's words and emotions are simply not equal to the task. From the readings that you have heard about the events of that day, it certainly doesn't look like that day was a success or a victory. It looks more like tragedy and ruin. The Son of God and the Son of Man, in the prime of his earthly life, wrongly accused and condemned to death on a Roman cross. The disciples are in disarray and fear. The women are weeping. The children have been silenced. And the leaders of the Jews are rejoicing. It certainly looks as though the devil has won. Evil appears to have triumphed over good. Like the picture on the front of your bulletin shows, heaven and earth have been joined together in the great battle that is taking place on that day. The mortal eye only beholds three men on their crosses, with a few onlookers and Roman soldiers standing by. But St. Paul says, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Don't be fooled. All heaven and earth were watching that day. The stones were crying out. The heavens refused to shine their light. The angels of God wept, and the demons rejoiced. Jesus bowed his head, gave up his spirit, and the Father received the sacrifice of his Son. An innocent man who was pure and holy went to his death without a single protest, so that poor, miserable sinners like you and me could go free. He became the victim of our sin. He received the punishment that we deserve. He suffered the wrath of God in our place. He died as a common criminal in nakedness and shame and humiliation. He suffered God's wrath. He was forsaken by God. He was all alone. Can we even begin to comprehend what has taken place on that day for our benefit? God promised a Savior to Adam and Eve and to their children. And on Mount Calvary, the battle that began between God and the devil with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden has finally come to its end. Or as the hymn we just sang puts it, Christ, the world's Redeemer, as a victim, won the day. It is finished. Your sins have been paid for. The debt has been forgiven. You are free. That's why Christ went to the cross, so that you could have life and have it abundantly. The devil tried to claim in death a Son of Man who had kept God's law perfectly, but because this victim was holy and righteous and without sin, the devil himself was undone. The power of death could not stand up against Jesus Christ. No longer could the darkness suppress the true light that had come into the world. When Jesus died, God's majestic plan of salvation was finished. Victory was accomplished. Again, it didn't look like it to those who were standing by watching that day. But the angels and the demons knew differently. Mankind wouldn't find out until he was raised from the dead on Easter and until the good news had been spread around the world. But those spirits knew immediately what had happened. The promised Savior's heel was bitten, but that old evil foe had his head completely crushed. God's promise to his salvation was fulfilled. All of these things that you have heard about really happened. Scripture foretold that they were going to happen, and the Scripture cannot be broken. The law of God really was kept perfectly by a man. Not any man, but the God-man, Jesus Christ. He was tempted in every way, as you and I are tempted, but he remained without sin. The blood of lambs and goats was never sufficient to atone for sin. But the blood of Jesus Christ has washed away the sins of the whole world. Where the first Adam was unsuccessful, where he failed, this second and greater Adam has triumphed. It's quite easy for us to say the words, "I am a poor, miserable sinner." But it's much, much harder for us to comprehend just how much trouble and suffering our sins have caused. Good Friday and the cross of Jesus Christ were absolutely necessary because of us and because of what we have done. It wasn't just a simple matter of posting our bail or buying a ticket for us at the gate. We had to be reformed. We had to be made holy and righteous, like He is holy and righteous. No amount of money can accomplish that. No amount of effort or work on our part can bring it to pass. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can do this. Of course, we would be much more comfortable if we could just wash our hands of Good Friday and go straight to Easter Sunday. In our country, this is perhaps one of the least attended services of the entire church year. That's really not that surprising. We don't like to think about our sins or to reflect on the great suffering that they have caused or that our Lord had to endure because of us. But without Good Friday, there is no Easter Sunday. Without Good Friday, there is no forgiveness of sins. Without Good Friday, there would be no resurrection of the flesh. But because of what your Lord and Savior has done for you on this day, your sins of selfishness and pride, of ignoring and breaking God's commandments, of trusting your own works for salvation, and even of being ashamed to be called a Christian, those sins have all been taken from around your neck, and they no longer condemn you. They no longer weigh you down because He has carried the burden for you. He carried it to His cross. He accomplished your salvation there. The words of the proper preface for Holy Week get it just right. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, there life also might rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. By the tree of the cross, your Savior, Jesus Christ, has triumphed and overcome sin, death, and the devil. The great battle is over. The victory has been won. Your sins are forgiven, and you are safe and secure with your Lord. This is certainly good news on this Good Friday. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.